East Coast Granite.
Hey, buddy, how are you doing?
I'm good.
All right, so I just spoke to Keith, got kind of the timeline of the equipment. So I'm going to actually bring up your last transaction and let you know how we funded it. So bear with me.
Okay.
So the first thing to go over is this, money down. So yep. A lot of customers, I don't really care, but I'm here to give you information. It doesn't require, we don't require money down on these transactions, just usually a first and last payment. Many customers are under the impression they'll get a quote unquote better deal if they'll get a better deal if they don't put the equipment down. Whereas realistically, unless we want it, it's not going to make a huge difference. So the customer we had here was East Coast Granite and Marble, East Coast Granite and Marble LLC, and then let's see.
Ruben, let me ask you this. What's the percentage? I mean, what's the interest rate on the current machine?
I'm gonna go through all your questions, so just give me a second, okay? So we were at, so before, we have East Coast Granite and Marble. I'm not trying to brush you off. I'm trying to make sure I understand everything.
Yep.
I have East Coast Granite and Marble LLC, and then I also had East Coast Granite and Tile. So was East Coast Granite and Tile the parent company?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. And East Coast Granite and Marble is your division. Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. So, and that's the one, and East Coast Granite and Marble is the one at 9122 Warren Highway?
So East Coast Granite and Marble is actually, I sent you the address.
Okay.
It was 9021 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh.
Okay. So, give me one second.
Yeah, because when you guys were doing the original, I didn't have a lease yet for my office here, obviously.
Oh, so it was 9021 your office?
Yeah, 9021, that's where all the billing information goes. But
okay.
The equipment will be at 3312 Hobby Court.
And do we have, and what company occupies that space?
Us. It's my warehouse.
Gotcha. Give me one second. Dun, 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 dun. Give me a second. Because I think bear with me here. Yeah, we had Hobby Court. Perfect.
Yep.
So that's where the equipment's located.
Yep, same place.
So you're actually getting another shot. Okay. So let's go over how I priced out your transaction before you get. I want to give you an idea of pricing before you start sending over stuff to me. Okay. So. How did I price out your transaction? Give me a second. Give me a second. And you guys are looking for the same corporate only. No one's individually signing on this, correct?
That is correct.
Sure. Let's see. Okay. Sorry, there's just a few moving pieces that I like to take care of on the front end.
Okay. Sure.
And I just had a good conversation with Keith. He gave me an idea of the lead time, you know? So I figure the longest this will take is like 7 weeks. That's the longest, although it could be sooner.
Okay.
So, and he needs 50% down, he said, and 50% before it leaves the factory. So give me a second. And we did $43,500, and we did a payment of $975 a month. Give me a second so I can get this up. And we have 60 months. Okay. And I can send, of course, I'm going to send everything to you in writing before you sign anything. So last time, we priced your transaction out pretty competitively. The rate factor I had on your last transaction, it's just simply the monthly payment divided by the equipment cost, which was a rate factor of 0.022. You're a returning customer, so if I use the same program, which would be my goal, and get you a more competitive offer, I think I could probably get you payments in the range of, give me one second. Da-da-da-da. Hold on. And are you guys still trying to do 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I can beat up my credit department, and kind of best case scenario I'm looking at on payments for you is probably around something in the range of $925 a month. I might get able to get a little lower, but I don't want to overpromise you. I think that's about as low as I can go. But that'd be on the same. That'd be on the same equipment cost. So I'm gonna adjust it. So this equipment cost is $42,000 even, correct?
No, that is correct.
All right, give me a second. So. Okay, 42. So on 42K, I could probably get you payments, honestly, a little under 900, probably around 890, 893 a month. I think that'd be the goal here, realistic. But let me give you an idea of what we can do. So there is a perception that if you put money down, you get a better deal, and if you don't put money down, you get a worse deal. That's kind of equivalent to mortgages. That's not the way our equipment financing programs work. So at least with Bank of Cardiff, we give people the best deal, and we only really ask for money down is if there's something wrong with their file. So let's just say there's not a lot of credit history, or let's say that there's a bankruptcy, or let's say the loan amount is really large, then we'll ask for some money down. But traditionally, we're not going to ask for money down. You can give me the money down, but it's not like I can give you an idea. If you want to give me money down, it will just knock your payment down accordingly, but you're not going to get a better or worse deal.
Then if I don't have to, I don't have to.
That's no, you don't. The only question I would have for you is this. The last way you guys did the deal was really easy. So what you did is you paid the vendor up front, and then we reimbursed you. We can do it, if the approval works, we can do it that way. There's also a system where we advance the money on your behalf. Do you have a preference?
Yeah, if you guys can advance it on my behalf, that would be awesome.
You'd prefer that?
So I don't have to put up $42K and then get for it to get that.
Okay, I can go over that. The only thing is just, and I'll go over any type of approval with you, but sometimes on approvals, so I can give you an idea. On a lot of the deals that I do, I pay someone 100% up front. So what I do is I advance all, there's a guy I'm doing $250,000 CNC, and I'm paying their vendor up front. Sometimes vendors don't understand this. So sometimes a customer, your goal is to get the best possible pricing. And when best possible pricing comes, the flip side of best possible pricing is risk. And so I'll try to do my best, but sometimes, this is just fair warning, sometimes the best possible pricing, the underwriter will come to me and say, hey, look, guys, we can do this type of pricing and give this customer a huge discount, but we'll only do 50% down and 50% on delivery. And in that case, we'd go to the customer, you, and say, hey, look, in order to get X deal, we'll do 50% down, but if you want to do the other 50%, you can do that, and then once it gets delivered, you'll be reimbursed. And that's just something I would throw out at you. I don't think it's necessarily going to happen, but it has happened to me a few times this year for customers to get this below, because there's an element of risk when we pay a vendor before shipment. I'm sure you appreciate that, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, and so there's a customer that I just did a deal for, and they got ridiculously cheap pricing, but I went to them and I said, hey, look, we can do 50% down, and if you want this type of pricing, here's option one. Option one, the payment is this. We do everything for you. Option two is you get reimbursed, and they said, okay, I'm going to be out of the pocket for 4 weeks while this money equipment shipping, but I'm going to save, they're saving a lot, but they're going to save equipment, $50 on a payment.
Let me touch base with you tomorrow, because basically I got a few other things parallel to what you and I are discussing going on. Unrelated matter work-wise.
Okay.
So let me do this. Tomorrow I'm going to be on the road for majority of the day, so I'll be able to just chat with you on the phone.
Okay.
So let me, if you don't mind, we'll do that.
All right? Get me the bank statements you can. I can just generate the approval. At least we can take it from there, okay?
Yeah, I'll call our accountant at the main office, and I'll get her to send out the latest 3 statements.
Okay. Last question before I go. Are you guys ever looking for bigger equipment, CNC machines or big water polishers?
Maybe one or two down the road, yeah. We might be.
Okay. Hit me up on that. I'd love to do that for you guys as well.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.